It is the Big Beat here on XRT. I'm Marty Leonards, and joining us in the studio right now is a woman who's been a big part of XRT's music for, gosh, like the last 20 years or so, starting way back with the Blake Babies, and especially on this show, The Big Beat, which has been the indie show since, oh, I don't know, since like the late 70s or so. So when the Blake Babies were releasing 7-inch singles and albums, they always got played on this show. And 10 albums as a solo artist as well that have been played on XRT over the years. Anyway, we're here with Juliana Hatfield. I'm giving this big introduction without saying who it is. Juliana Hatfield. Juliana, welcome to The Big Beat and welcome to XRT.
Thanks. It's really great to be back.
Yeah, it's nice. You've been pretty busy lately, I'd say.
Yeah, I have this album out called How to Walk Away, and I also put out a book, a memoir, in September. So, I have a lot going on. A lot of my life is exposed in this book, in this album, I guess you could say.
I would say. Yeah. The book is called When I Grow Up, and I just got it today, and I spent most of the afternoon reading it, and I couldn't put it down. It's not just because I knew I was going to be speaking with you tonight, but it's just very readable, and I like the I don't know if it's device, is that the right way, or the style of the book, in that it's the thread throughout the entire book is you on tour with some girls, with Frida mm-hmm. Love and Heidi.
Yeah, it's a tour that I went on about 6 years ago. And originally the book was going to be just a tour diary, and then I started adding on bits and pieces about my history in music and my life in music and the ups and downs of my career and my struggles and all that stuff. And so I think it works really well, the history interwoven with the tour, and it kind of gives the tour a perspective, like how I ended up, you know, where I am now.
Yeah, it's and the stories from earlier in your career in your life, they're like flashbacks.
Yeah, I had to really go. I had to do research and talk to people because I didn't remember everything, and I had to talk to the Blake Babies and see if they remembered things like I did, and because you know memory can be very it's different for different people, the same experience. People have different memories of it. But it was really fun to write about the stuff that happened that I hadn't thought about in so long.
Right. I guess the question would be, and you sort of answered it by saying that you had to interview people that you've known in your life, but because it's so rich in detail, I think the detail is very rich.
Yeah, well... Yeah, like I said, I had to do research on my own life, and some people, you know, helped me to remember. And then I had my own memories that were very vivid, and just going back and thinking about stuff that I had never really thought about brought back a ton of memories, and yeah, just like lots and lots of detail. And I wanted to be very detailed because I think that's more interesting than just giving the facts, you know, mm-hmm. giving everyone the facts. And I wanted to really go deeply and tell how it felt to be where I was.
Well, on this show, you know, we play so many artists who are new, who are young, like mm-hmm. really young bands from late teens, early 20s. A lot of the bands we just played here tonight. And from your perspective of having been in indie music going back, you know, into the late 80s, and now you're touring again and you're playing at Double Door tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Has it changed much over the years, from your point of view? Just
well, the business has changed a lot, you know, with all the, you know, there's all this consolidation within the big record companies, and you know, fewer and fewer people are selling more and more records, and it's like everything, you know, like it's just tougher. I think it's tougher for new bands now to just make a name for themselves because there's so much pressure to make it really fast because the world just moves so quickly now, and there's so many bands, and there's so much media, and so people have such short attention spans. And for me, I think it was easier when I started out because there was, you know, there's pretty much no internet that I knew of, and there was, you know, it was just everything moved a bit slower. But as far as I'm concerned, my motivations have always been the same. I just have always been compelled to write songs and to play them for people, and that's been the constant. Nothing has changed for me in that respect.
Yeah. Well, you have a guitar, and this might be a good time for you to play a song for us.
I'm going to play a song called Shining On off my new album, and it goes like this.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Song Shining On from How to Walk Away, the new album from Juliana Hatfield, who is here in the studio live with us, as if you couldn't tell, here on the Big Beat on XRT. So the album How to Walk Away, it's funny, the first line of the first song, The Fact Remains, is I stayed till the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, that dates me, dates us. I mean,
it does.
I don't think the youngsters will know what I'm talking about, because it's... You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, TV doesn't go off. It doesn't go off anymore.
TV used to go off at night, and the Star Spangled Banner would play. And then the few stations would shut down for the night. And yeah, that's what I was referring to.
Yeah. But it also raises that question, like, you stick around, but the album, is it about walking away from...
Well, from walking away as self-preservation, you know, walking away from a bad situation or from a relationship that has run its course, walking away from self-destruction, just trying to move away from... patterns of negativity, or, you know, not being nice to yourself. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. You sort of walked away from music for a little while.
Yeah, I keep trying to quit and retire. Just because I get tired, you know, like, after so long doing it, it just gets kind of tiring being in a van, and all the traveling gets to be really draining after a while. And but I can't quit. I just have this compulsion to keep writing songs, and I can't stop. So I'm just, you know, I've come to terms with the fact that I can't stop. Yeah. So I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah. And, you know, like I was saying before, the book is rich in detail, but your songs are as well. So, yeah.
The book's a little more plain spoken, you know. It's like the songs, I can be a little bit more mysterious and hide more and use more metaphor in the songs. But I'm definitely letting you in on my emotional life in the songs. Yeah. That's for sure.
Well, you're out playing in clubs again, because tomorrow night you're playing here in Chicago at Double Door.
Yeah, and I'm doing an acoustic show at the Double Door.
By yourself?
Yeah, I'm getting really into the since I got this really nice acoustic guitar.
That's a beautiful guitar.
Thank you. It was a gift, and I've just been really loving playing like that alone. And I think that if you have a good song, it'll stand up to being played alone.
Is that something new for you?
Yeah, I never had a good acoustic guitar before, and so I never really liked playing acoustic guitar. I was mostly an electric guitar player. Yeah. But then someone gave me this beautiful guitar, and now I'm just really totally digging it and loving it so much.
I think most times we've seen you in Chicago, you've been with a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wanted to do something different, and... It's a really different vibe, but I think that you can see the songs in a different light when I do them like this by myself.
Well, that should be great. That's tomorrow night at Double Door, Juliana Hatfield. Now, the album How to Walk Away, you have a song on here with Richard Butler from the Psychedelic Furs, duet. How did that come about?
Well, I was in the studio. It's Stratosphere Sound in New York, and Andy Chase from the band Ivy was producing the record, and Andy and I pretty much agreed on everything in the studio. We were very much in sync. And we both, when we listened to the recorded tracks of this song, This Lonely Love, we both thought, this song needs a British guy singing on it. And Richard Butler came to mind, and he lives in somewhere in New York, I think upstate, and Andy somehow got in touch with him and just asked him if he would want to come down and sing on my song, and to my shock and pleasant surprise, he said yes, and he came down to the studio one afternoon, and he just sang for an hour or two, and worked out great. He was he was a sweetheart. It was great.
And that was the first time you had met him.
Yep.
That's so funny. I think I like Richard Butler. We can make that happen.
I know. It was amazing. It was just so cool, you know. It was like to hear that iconic voice right there in the room with me. It was so surreal and so excellent. It was great, because he's still got that voice, you know. Yeah. It's just so distinctive and so iconic.
Yeah. One of the stories in your book, it's one of the actually it's in the prologue, but it's a long story about how you could not get you did eventually get a shot of Patron. Yeah, because of the drink tickets in many clubs like that. Now that you're playing in clubs again, do you think the word has gotten out that you should give Juliana a shot of Patron?
I played at this place in New York, and at the Housing Works bookstore, and one of the women there presented me with the present of some Patron. It was really sweet, because she'd read the book. Like, all I wanted was a shot of Patron, and they wouldn't give it to me, and then I tried to pay for it.
I couldn't believe
it. The bartender wouldn't take my money, and so the club owner, like, thought I was trying to scam Patron off them. It was just this ridiculous scenario.
But it kind of made you think, like, why am I doing this?
Exactly. That's when I wanted to quit. It's like, do I really need this? All I wanted was a shot of Patron. What is the big deal? I'm too old for that.
Well, we hope you get Patron tomorrow night, and we're glad that you're here tonight. And would you like to do another song for us?
Yeah, I'm going to do a song called So Alone.
So Alone, Juliana Hatfield here on The Big Beat on XRT.
It's late at night and you need somebody to talk to. But who of all those people that you once knew? But if you call, just what would you say? Would you break down straight away? You're so alone, so alone. You wanna die and nobody knows. You're so alone, so alone. You wanna die and nobody knows. You keep leaving messages that don't say anything. Like, hi, how's it going? Pretending you're okay. You disguise your fear so you don't scare them away. You don't want to go to sleep because nightmares keep you awake. Your heart is beating strangely. Nausea and pain throughout your body. You're so alone, so alone. You wanna die and nobody knows. You're so alone, so alone. You wanna die and nobody knows. You're so alone, so alone. In the night when people go home. You're so alone, so alone. You wanna die, and nobody knows. You've told everyone who ever meant anything to you to please just go away. Now you got nobody, what are you supposed to do? It's getting late and the night is getting darker and you're fading away. And you're talking to yourself, is this really happening? And I'm talking to myself, is anybody listening? You're so alone, so alone. You wanna die. Nobody knows. You're so alone, so alone. You're gonna die and nobody knows.
So Alone from How to Walk Away, live from here in the XRT studios on The Big Beat, Juliana Hatfield. Right here with us. Really nice.
Thank you.
Nice. That guitar is beautiful. It sounds great. It has great tone to it.
I love my guitar.
Well, if anyone out there wants to see that guitar, you can see it along with Juliana tomorrow night. It's Double Door. And if you want to read a really good memoir and a book that tells you so much about being on the road and how bands form and how a dream is actually realized and all the ups and downs with that, you'll want to get a copy of this book. It just came out recently. It's called When I Grow Up, Juliana Hatfield, a memoir. If you're a fan of the Blake Babies and Juliana and all those great bands that came out of Boston in those days, you're going to love reading it. So thank you so much for being here. And we're going to go out with one more song. We talked about it, the song with Richard Butler, This Lonely Love. So we'll play that. And good luck on the tour. And thank you so much for being here.
Thanks a lot again for having me.
This is Juliana Hatfield live on The Big Beat here on XRT.